Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, no better way, I think, to start the show than I want you to listen to the audio of this father giving his toddler son a singing lesson. All right.
Aww.
And guess what, y'all? This is how it started for us. I know we don't remember, but this is probably how it started for us. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melody. Check it out.
Yeah. You gotta hit the hot note. You gotta go. Yes. Yes.
That's how it all started out for us, everybody.
Oh, baby laughs are the cutest.
Well, the mom was having fun too, man. The mom was cracking up. Whatever you're doing right now, when you walk around your house, just go, blah.
It'll feel good. It'll wake you up.
Oh, man, it will. Make you feel like you're owning this Tuesday. All right, a lot coming up today, including Old Dominion tickets. We got those at 7:40 this morning. Going to be a fantastic experience with Old Dominion. That's a Friday night show.
Love them so much.
And then Guitar Pool. We still have some tickets to give away, 9:10. So I know that's about 3 hours away, but great show. We talk about all the time with all these artists on stage at the same time. Morgan Wallen, Jordan Davis, Chase Rice, Hardy, and Carly Pierce. And that's coming up. That's coming up.
I know. And tickets are super, super limited. So if you want to go, I'd definitely be listening to win.
Yep. 9:10 for those Guitar Pool tickets.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
You know what's crazy? I want to believe in ghosts. Like, I want there to be ghosts. I'm like, I'm one of those guys that I've never had an experience with a ghost, and I don't know anyone real close to me that has, but I want to believe in ghosts. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, I have not seen a ghost.
Kevin, have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Gosh, I don't know anybody who's seen a ghost either. And you know, Halloween's coming up, and we've been decorating the kids. We've been decorating the outside, and all our neighbors' kids have been decorating everything, and I'm like, whoa, yeah, it's getting scary. And I'm not one of these guys that's scared of ghosts, because I think if you see a ghost, it'd be a good ghost. I don't know why I think that, but I think that.
I say that I'm not scared, but have you ever been on one of those ghost tours?
No, see,
I do get a little jumpy on those, so I feel like maybe I would be scared if I saw
it. But did you ever feel like that was real? Like, I don't know. Like, people have asked me to go, and I'm like,
I felt like they were more real on the non-bar tour one.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I wonder why.
Right. When it doesn't come with a free margarita, it's a little more real.
The one in St. Augustine where it was like spirits and spirits, and we ended up at like a million different bars and stuff.
Spirits and spirits, who I like.
I've heard a lot about that one, the St. Augustine. I know up
Key
in
West.
Yeah, Key West, Ybor.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You know, and people have fun with them, but I don't know anyone that's like, oh, yeah, I was totally freaked out. There was a company years ago that started up it was a company that would go and they would record your ghost and track your ghost down.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your
It was a real company.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Ghostbusters.
This is the ad.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
That was their television ad from years ago in the 80s. It was a company called Ghostbusters, and they actually did a movie, a documentary about them.
Wow, yeah, I've actually heard of them.
People were buying into it, man. Their business was booming. But this new survey's out. 45% of Americans believe in ghosts. Going down the list, only 13% though believe in vampires. So there's something different about a ghost than, you know, like a vampire or the wolfman. Nobody believes in the wolfman.
It's an entirely different species. So a ghost is just a soul coming back to haunt you or something.
What's a zombie?
A zombie.
Like undead. Like people come back from the dead, but they're in their body.
It's the show?
Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
No, I know, but you don't really think that's real, though, do you?
Of course not.
No.
Okay.
Oh, but I do appreciate those signs.
Uh-oh.
Ace Hardware has one right now.
Oh,
I see. And it says, zombies can't swim, buy a kayak today.
I know.
I thought that was great.
That's good.
I've seen it.
They have it up right now.
The hardware stores are all in on this whole zombie apocalypse thing.
Yep.
All right, so text us 800-992-1099. If you're one of the 45% of Americans, half of the Americans, how many Americans are in this country? 350 million?
Something like that.
You know, about 175 million people believe in
ghosts? Yeah.
I can't find one person, yet there's 175 million people. All right, text us if it's you. I got to know. 800-992-1099. And congrats on that company, Ghostbusters. They're still in business. They're doing well.
That's good to know.
Great idea.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
That is FGL. 99.5 QYK. We talked yesterday about that new album coming out, the acoustic album.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, I saw on Twitter last night, people were going absolutely crazy about this. So this looks like maybe a must-have from FGL and this new acoustic project that they have launched.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Big congratulations. They're going to be joining the Nashville Music City Walk of Fame today. Lady Antebellum, congratulations, Lady A.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is kind of like, you know, I try to explain this to people. This is just what they do in L.A. with all the actors and everything. This, they have one in Nashville, Music City.
Right.
And so it's really cool. Here's Hillary from Lady A talking about it.
It'll be a really, really special day for family. You know, I'll definitely bring my littles out there to see that. And then, as Charles said earlier, we'll just have people stepping all over our name. So that's pretty funny to think about it that way.
That's what it is.
It's such an honor to have everyone walk on my name.
If you're in country music or want to get in country music, trying to, you know, Nashville's a town known for, you never know who's, when I lived there for like 5.5 years, and we'd always say, you never know who's tending your bar or who's waiting your tables, because inevitably it's somebody who's going to be on that Walk of Fame. It might be 10 years.
That's
it might be 15 years.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's funny how many people would go and wait tables, and then they were done. They'd work an 8-10-hour shift. They go grab their guitar and sit on Broadway and play music for free for tips.
Wow.
So, it's pretty crazy. Well, somebody who's not waiting tables, Keith Urban and Eric Church. So, you know, Keith's got that song out, We Were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that was written by Eric Church. I don't think a lot of people knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, so they just released, I think this is kind of cool. Eric's like, I wrote it, and I gave it to Keith, but then Keith and Eric perform it together, giving you a little piece. Here it is. You know, that's not a tandem I would have in my mind as it would work. I feel like they're very different, but man, it works.
I love hearing Eric sing that song.
That's
my
gosh,
it gives it a new life me.
Kind of like, why did he give it up?
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Why obviously, we love it both ways, but...
Yeah. That's
awesome.
That sounded great.
Really good. Wow. Eric Church. He could have done that.
I love Eric Church because, you know, I mean, we've talked about this. Kenny Chesney, he redid When I See This Bar, which is on Kenny's live album. He came out. His version of, I'm like, oh my gosh, I may like this more than Kenny's version. Like, it's so good. I love Eric. He's so great.
Yeah. You ever get a chance to see Eric Church in concert, those are going to be some unforgettable moments for you. I hope you do that. He's something else, man.
Boy, is he.
And be prepared, like, you know. If you have things to do the next day, cancel them.
Yes.
If you have a babysitter, make sure they can stay extra long. Eric is not afraid to do a 4, 5, 5.5 hour concert. He'll do that sometimes. So.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah, man. So congratulations to Eric and to Keith, too, who's benefiting off that.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Let's give it up. Chris Jansen. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, just living a life. How are you doing?
Man, trying to do the same thing. My brother, congrats on the success. What does it feel like when you drop a new album? All that work that went into it, all that mental, I don't know, what is it, mental weightlifting? Like, what is it?
You know, it's interesting. The two records before, my first two albums have been mental weightlifting. This one's been like a walk in the park, kind of like kicking my feet against the ground and just having a nice cigar, drinking a Mountain Dew, just chilling, because that's exactly how I made this album. Drinking Mountain Dew, smoking cigars, sitting in my man room downstairs in the lower part of my house, and I created a studio in there. We made the whole thing there. I wrote all the songs there. I made this album with real friends, so everybody was around me all the time, was like, just really had a good vibe about them. No pun intended. I didn't even mean to say that. Swear to God, I didn't even mean to say that.
We weren't going to say anything.
we got the number one song now with that one, too. And just like, honestly, man, it's been such a pleasure. It's been such a pleasure to be in my shoes during this time of my life. And I've never had that experience making an album or writing an album or singing it or producing it. And I've never had that, just the pleasure of just kind of being happy all the way through a single process on the radio and having a number one like this. I think it all attributes just to the title and just to living the lifestyle along with singing the words.
Chris Jansen, the album is Real Friends. It is out. It's ready to go. It's interesting. You talk about being happy. And yeah. I think, you know, a lot of people today, and I kind of want to hear it from you, like, is that sort of what you recommend? I know this is a little bit of outside of the music, but, man, isn't there something free about just being happy in a process? Do you get a better product when you are truly just happy?
I think so. And I think the first step is, you know, just admitting that we wake up kind of in a cranky mood, most of us. I mean, you know, it's like when you can kind of get past that. And I mean, there's going to be some people out there who wake up in a great mood and they're probably lying. But
right.
Yes.
But it's true. But the thing is like you have to almost force feed yourself. You have to force yourself to get into a great mood. And once you're there and you start living and you change the narrative in your own life, man, you begin to really count your blessings one by one as they happen and as you see them and as you notice them, and you'll be able to notice them a lot better. And so, yeah, I mean, walking it like you talk it is so important. So if you're the good vibes guy, which I am now, you know, it's like...
You are officially the good vibes guy, yes.
Thank you. And you have I have a precedent to uphold no matter who I'm in front of. And it's not an act. It has to be a real thing. So,
well, we love the positivity and the message that you're spreading with that. I did hear a rumor, too. You had said that you set up the whole recording studio down in your man cave, and that's where you recorded everything. And the rumor was that you left some of the noises from your wife and your kids upstairs in the music.
Oh, yeah. And my friends and my friend's dog and just stuff falling over and wind blowing out the window because I'm not supposed to smoke cigars in my man room, but sometimes I do. And then, you know, you got all that kind of stuff. I'm like a 13-year-old kid down there sneaking a cigarette somewhere. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't do it, you know. But we had a great time doing it, to be honest with you, man. We just really did. And I left all those noises in there kind of indiscreetly because that's what, not only the title Real Friends, but that's real, you know. And I think that I just know in my heart that people identify with me personally because of the real factor as far as how my family rolls and just kind of how my lifestyle is. And so I wanted to leave all those sounds in there because without those sounds, without those moments, and without the pitter-patter on the floor and those kind of things, you wouldn't have a real experience of who I am and what I'm all about with my music. And it's so important for me to express that and just to be real and honest with people.
I think it's interesting because I think a lot of the music insiders, at least the producer insiders, would say, oh, well, that's unprofessional, those noises.
Yeah, you gotta take the noises
out. Yeah, you need, you know, this needs to be a pristine, you know. So you kind of go outside of that and say, wait a minute, I'm going to do this because this was part of it. This was the recipe of this album, and this is what made it fun and real, right?
I also make country music, which has traditionally been dirty boots. I'm not a shoe shiner, so I don't like to have shiny stuff. I like to have real and grit. I work better with grit, man. I work better with door slamming and pitter-patter all over the floor and extracurricular talking and all that kind of stuff. I work better around my own environment.
Self-awareness, it's like once you can understand who you are and what you do your best work and you do that,
right?
Embrace it. That's the best stuff that comes out of that.
Yeah, and the hardest thing to do is just wake up and figure out who you are in the day. So if you can figure out who you are, man, you've won the battle of life.
Amen. That's Chris Jansen. It's Good Vibes. The song is number one in country radio. The album is out, and the album is called Real Friends. You've got me this whole time, Chris, trying to imagine what it's like to, I love cigars, but I'm not a Mountain Dew guy. I'm just wondering what that taste is like. So I'm going to keep imagining that and try to figure
it's
that
gross.
Out for myself.
Gross.
It's gross, yeah.
Do you limit yourself? Because, I mean, obviously everybody knows you love Mountain Dew, but do you ever limit yourself?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I haven't had one in 8 months.
Oh.
So, I haven't had one in 8 months, and I'm feeling a lot better.
All right, well, that's great.
Chris Jansen, thank you so much. Congrats on the success. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
That's Chris Young, but thanks to Chris Jansen, who joined us a few minutes ago. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. He's really cool, fun, laid back, breaks the rules, just like him, just like what he's all about. So really cool, Chris Jansen. New album's out. Hopefully y'all go get that, download it, whatever you got to do to get it. This is one of the coolest Halloween things I've ever heard. Are you ready? Are you ready for Halloween roulette pizza? Oh my goodness, this is great. Now, unfortunately, this is only happening in Japan at Domino's, but you can make your own here.
Okay.
So listen to what you do.
Oh, they're actually selling this over there? I thought people were making it with Domino's Pizza or something.
No, it's at Domino's Pizza, and
wow,
you can choose the Halloween roulette option. So let's say we're all hanging out, right? And we're like, let's get a large pizza.
Uh-huh.
And
I like where this is going.
Yeah, so far this is amazing. So
yes,
we're getting a large pizza, but we want to spice things up a little bit. It's Halloween, so we're doing the Halloween roulette option. That is one of the slices of pizza.
Yes.
Has ghost pepper sauce on it.
Oh.
Now, obviously, it's Halloween roulette. You don't know which one it is, but boy, are you going to pay the price when you bite into it. So, like I said, only in Japan. And it's at Domino's. They're going to run this through November the 4th for Halloween roulette. Even I'm looking at the box here. It's crazy. It's got like a big spooky face on the pizza and then the roulette's all in like
this is
Hellfire
genius
logo. It's crazy.
No.
Would you do it? If we ordered the pizza.
Yeah, I mean, if I was in a group of people, I would totally do it because I'd have to know which one of us got. You know what I mean? I totally would do
it. How many slices of pizza do you normally eat if we're getting a pizza?
I'll usually have two, I think.
What about you, Kevin?
Four. Mm, yes.
All right. Kevin's getting the hot slice, though.
Well, that's not.
I'm just saying his chances are higher.
Sure. How many will you have?
Probably
two?
One.
One or two?
One, yeah.
So, yeah.
And then one, and whoever has crust, they want to pass my way.
I think. So, I think this is the kind of thing that, yeah, you want to be in a group of people. Like, if it's just two people, I don't think that's. I don't know. That's weird, right?
Why? You know that one of you is going to get it. I think this is so much fun. I would totally do this.
Can you imagine this being like your first date night? Like you and somebody that's like, hey, you want to do like a Halloween roulette pizza date night? Like, yeah, sure. Somebody's going to the emergency room, but sure. Anyway, this is really, really cool. So ghost pepper sauce, but like you could do that here. You know,
yeah,
you could just
make your own.
Just make your own and I don't know. But you got to tell the people they're doing it. You can't do this and not tell people. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's just mean.
That's totally mean.
But and if you do it, just
totally
make sure your video.
Trend on YouTube if you do it. But don't do that. Halloween roulette.
But record it if you do.
99.5 QIK, 100%.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
All right, what's something that you almost got away with your entire life? Almost got away with it, and then boom. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. You know, just last week I was thinking to myself, man, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to go my whole life without getting called to jury duty. And I don't even know what made me think about it. I get home yesterday. My wife's like, well, you're going to be thrilled. And I said, what? And she's like, look at this. There it is. Jury duty summons.
Oh, how exciting.
I said, I can't believe it. I made this happen to me. I told the universe, not intentionally. I was sitting in bed one day and I was like, I can't believe I've never been called to jury duty. This is great. Everybody I know has been called to jury duty. Some people I know have been gone like three, four, five times.
Yeah, totally.
They must be like good jurors because they keep getting called back. Like, it's crazy. I've never been called. And there it is. Sure enough, it shows up. And I thought to myself, I wonder what people almost got away with in life. And then all of a sudden at the last minute, ugh.
Well, I'm excited for you, first of all. I've never been called for jury duty.
Well,
but don't you think? I think it'd be kind of fun because all those crime shows and stuff.
Well, but I don't think
it's part of the
Kevin,
case.
Have you been on a jury?
Yes, I have.
Was
I've
it
been
fun?
Called three times. And
three times. See, you must be a good juror.
So I had the first time I didn't get picked at all. I left. Second time I was picked, but the person took a plea deal, so I never had to go through the trial. The third time I actually went through the trial. And I was named the foreman of the jury.
You were controlling the jury.
I was.
Wow.
And it was, I don't know how I got nominated. Everyone else nominated me. But it was a great experience. It was very interesting. I don't know if I want to do that again, though.
How much work did you miss?
I missed 2 days.
That's it?
2 days. Because it was one day you went in, they picked.
Man.
And then you came back and it was a one-day trial.
Boy, you don't want Kevin as your foreman. Boy, he gets that jury to work.
Wait, no, I want Kevin.
No.
Yes, I'm Kevin saying if you're the other jury, this guy, I'm he saying would let you, people off the hook.
Oh, really? Guilty or not guilty, Kevin?
It was guilty.
Yeah, nicest guy.
Really?
Wow. And not only that, it clearly took his time a whole day to throw this guy in the slammer. You don't want Kevin on your jury. No, man, Kevin's all business. So he wants someone to be like, look, let's try to get 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days off of work here. Let's slow down and look at this. We really got to take a look at this case here, guys.
I'm going to need to review the materials again.
On a beach, at a beach bar, and then we'll come back in a week and talk about it. Let's all. If I was the foreman, that's how we do it. Now, let's all go to a beach bar and think about this quietly and privately. Not for too long, for like, 3, 4, 5 days. Okay. And then we'll meet back here when we're all clear-headed and focused and relaxed.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a great conversation about what we think about the case. Now, after that, if we still don't get along, there's nothing saying we can't go back to the beach bar and think about it again. Right?
Yeah,
I
don't know.
What's better than thinking about something once? Thinking about it twice.
I don't know that this is going to work out. I think you may get off of jury duty.
Well, we'll all be wearing Hawaiian shirts and I don't know.
Sign me up. that sounds awesome.
God, how did my jury duty just turn into a vacation? This is crazy because it's not going to be like that, is it?
No.
Ah, I knew it. But I can't believe I went this far without being, honestly.
Incredible.
I think it is. I mean, I think everybody I talked to is like, how did you go this long? And I don't know. I guess because it's all, is it supposed to be like a random, like a lottery?
That's what they say. I don't know how it works. I don't.
Yeah, but I think there's something like, Kevin, you showed up. You did a great job. You were on time. You probably looked the part, whatever that is.
Maybe. I don't know how they picked me.
Yeah. And there you are. You're in. You're on, like, the Rolodex. Like, in that last minute, they're like, send Kevin a letter. He'll show up.
They're like, oh, we need one more. Okay, Kevin.
Yeah. So what do I do now? I just go?
Yeah,
and
kinda.
Then, yeah. All right.
Do you have to dress any certain way when you go to jury duty?
Yeah, it absolutely, the first thing it says, no shorts allowed. And I'm like, oh, God.
Do you even own pants?
Somewhere. I don't know.
All right, well, time to dig them out.
I might have to string a few pairs of shorts together. That'll be my pants. I'm going to have to go shopping for jury duty. How can you be down living where we live and not wear shorts to jury duty? That's crazy to me.
Did it say anything about flip-flops?
It said business attire, but it absolutely said no attire. Shorts.
Yeah, yeah. To me, that means no jeans either. It means like slacks.
They just don't know the business we're in, because right now you're wearing a Goonies t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops.
What if you rent jet skis all day, which is a viable business down here? Say, you show up like that, business attire. Yeah, that's right. I'm in my business attire.
Exactly.
I mean, 800-992-1099 Texas. What did you almost get away with your whole life? You're like, I swear, I'm never going to have to do this. Like, what was that? Like, I know people, their entire life, they've never worked out. Like, they just don't do it. I know.
Those people.
They eat what they want. That's kind of what I'm saying. They eat what they want. And they never go to the gym, and I'm like, God, you're really going to get away with it, aren't you? You're never going to work out your entire life. Those people drive us crazy. All right, text us now with your text on the way.
Just because I want to be one.
Also, coming up in 2 songs, you're shot at Old Dominion tickets. Old Dominion tickets, 2 songs away. 99.5 QIK. There's Kenny. Never wanted nothing more. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Never wanted nothing more than jury duty, and I finally got it. Can't believe it. I was sitting there last week saying to myself, I never got called for jury. I told my wife, I can't believe it. A week later, it shows up in the mail. I'm like, I'm never saying anything out loud again.
So crazy. Yeah, right. Say, I want $1 million. Say some things out loud, please.
I'm scared that actually you say something and it happens. That actually scares me. It's like
awesome.
Some kind of space voodoo going on, man. But anyway, I got the jury duty summons. It's amazing just going through our Facebook messages and our texts. How many people said over the last month or two that they thought that's crazy also, and they got jury duty summonses?
Yeah, someone texted in that they had never had it in 40 years, and they got federal jury duty, which is, I guess, a whole nother thing.
I bet you never done that, Kevin, have you?
I have not done that.
Oh, boy. Put that on your list next.
Be on a grand jury and what is
federal,
it?
Federal grand jury.
No. Thank you.
That sounds
long.
Yeah,
like a lot of days.
It sounds like a commitment.
A little bit.
A little bit of a commitment.
It sounds like more of an inconvenience and less of a day off of work, you know?
Boy, but it does sound like an opportunity to write a book.
Yeah.
Those jurors, they all do that, man. They get on Famous Case. I can't believe you're allowed to do that, but they do. you know, the OJ people from the OJ?
Yeah.
They all wrote books.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Well, I bet you had to invest a year or so of your life.
I know. I guess you deserve to write a book and make, yeah, I guess you're right. Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, a lot of texts coming in. And one guy, we were talking about things you've never done in life. You know, and then boom, all of a sudden, and we said, you know, working out's probably something. One guy wrote, what did he write?
Oh, yeah, this guy. He said he's never had to work. Yeah, exactly. Brett in Tampa, I see you. He says, I eat pizza and Chipotle 3 times a week. I drink beer after workouts just for the calories. Ice cream almost every night. And I've never done cardio at the gym my entire life. I stay at 200 pounds and I have 6-pack abs. Smiley face.
Oh, man, I hate you, Brett.
Right?
I'm proud of you, man. That's awesome.
I'm just jealous of you.
Would you rather win that lottery or win a lottery of $1 million? I think he won the right lottery, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the genetic lottery.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that more important than money?
Oh,
can you imagine
that would
never?
Be nice.
Wouldn't that be better than $1 million?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
I think it'd be great. He eats whatever he wants, drinks beer, whatever he wants.
Well, six you can out. Too. You can eat and drink whatever you want as well.
I'd be in the hospital. That's not how I want to spend my life. Good job, Brett. Thinking about you, buddy. We're thinking about you.
Mm-hmm. And those 6-pack abs.
Actually, can Brett sell his blood or his plasma? That's what I wanted, man. Good job, Brett. All right, Old Dominion. Ha-ha, Brett doesn't have Old Dominion tickets.
Oh, one thing he doesn't have.
Ha-ha.
Oh, now you're just being mean.
Callers 9 and 10. He deserves it. He's called bragging up here. You can do whatever. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Anybody can call and win except Brett. How about that? Anybody except Brett.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5
QIK. It's Mark and Melanie's Name Game on 99.5 QIK.
Old Dominion tickets, that is what we're playing for right now. Ilena and Makara are contestants this morning.
Yes.
Ilena, you were the 9th caller, so we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. Ilena, you'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Makara, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing in that category. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. All right, let's put 5 seconds on the clock. Oh, remember, no repeats.
Do it, okay.
No repeats. Don't repeat anything. So tonight, man, I'm really looking forward to this. Going to get a little dip in temperatures tonight.
Ooh.
Some areas down in the mid to upper 60s tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Bring it on.
Sweater weather.
In honor of that, the category is, Ilena, name things that have to do with cold weather. Go.
Snow. Ice skating. Bonfires. S'mores. Snowmen. Sweaters. Flannels. Ice. Boots. Snowmen.
That's already been said, Makara. Ilena, congratulations. You got Old Dominion tickets. Let's talk about the fact that we had Ilena and Makara.
Yes.
All I heard in my mind was, Ilena, Makara.
It's like Hakuna Matata. It is. Ilena, Makara. Ilena, Makara.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's Name Game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Here they are, the top 9 things we need for the perfect morning. It's a survey that was done. Thousands and thousands of Americans were asked. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Let's start at number 9.
Okay.
Yoga came in for the perfect morning.
Ooh.
Who's got time for that, though?
I know. Don't you have to to work?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't work, I guess that'd be great. Number 8.
I do love yoga, though.
Having a glass of juice or a fresh smoothie at number 8. Number 7, listening to your favorite radio show or podcast. Number 7.
Did you hear that? It's the recipe to be happy.
There you
go. Listen to us, and your morning's going to be off to a good start.
Number 6, reading the news for the perfect morning.
Reading the news versus just watching it.
Here's the thing. At number 5, watching the news came in. So there's still some people out there, I guess, that want to read the newspaper. I have not seen a newspaper in forever. Like, I see them on my lawn, not my lawn, but my neighbor's lawn. But it's like the freebies, like they only show up once in a while. And then if you don't get it, they never come back.
I see them every morning. I have to step over them to get out of my apartment building.
So people still get it?
Yeah.
Wow. So that was number 6, but watching was number 5. Number 4, meditation for the perfect morning.
That's a growing trend, by the way. I've been reading audiobooks. I've been listening to all these books about making money and stuff, and they all say that meditation is the key.
The
that
new
a couple
thing.
Minutes a day, you're supposed to just chill out, block everything off, you're out, turn off the news, and meditate.
Hmm. A lot of people say they meditate during yoga. You know, yoga was number 9, and then meditation
yeah,
number
similar.
4. Yeah, probably close. Number 3, exercise. People got to do it in the morning. I wish I could. We just get up too early. Mm-hmm. But I do think your day is better when you... At one point in my life, I worked out every morning at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I think the days were better.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that would be ideal to get it out of the way in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And your body's just working. You know what I mean? It's feeling good. Number 2, a good breakfast. And number 1, the number 1 thing most Americans say that they need for a perfect morning, what do you think it is?
A shower?
You believe shower didn't make the list?
I'm shocked
That's
by that.
Gross.
Really?
That's gross. I mean, nobody even wrote clothes on here. I mean, for us, a bunch of naked, dirty people running around. Kevin,
whatever,
what do you think it is?
Happy.
It's got to be coffee.
And it is coffee.
Hey!
Over half said it is essential for a perfect, perfect morning.
Now, I do agree with that.
I don't know that anybody disagrees with that. 100%. I would even shower in my coffee if I could. That'll wake you. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Talk about something weighing on your conscience for a while. How about having a library book that was 74 years late, overdue? 74 years.
I mean, at that point, is it even worth returning it?
Yeah. Because you get to say, do the right thing, right?
I'm just surprised that she still has the book.
Me too. Where did
later.
Where'd you keep it? Here's the story.
The daughter, who is now retired, used Berkeley Public Library as a teenager. So this is something that she felt it was her duty and responsibility to ensure that we got our materials back, even if it took 70 years.
74 years later, the book is returned. The library got it back. And there you go.
Just imagining you open it and the pages are just dust.
You can't even really understand the language. Like, because things are just written differently.
Hieroglyphics.
Right. It's all different. Well, it's never too late to do the right thing.
Yep.
That's the message.
That.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
One sec, we're going to get to this entire football team that was fired, the coaches and everybody, for being nutbags. But first, a 40-year-old dude in Tennessee has been arrested. He had a warrant. What's the nutbag part of this story? His name is Tupac Shakur.
Stop.
Nope.
Tupac is alive and he's arrested.
He's not. Well, he's sort of alive. It's not that Tupac. This is actually a 40-year-old white dude. He's facing several charges.
What?
It's the police are trying to figure out if he legally changed his name to Tupac.
Yeah.
Or if he was born that way. But his legal name is Tupac Shakur. And the police are just like, wait, did you get this change? Because you just were a fan? And he's like, no, it was his real name. So
no,
they're investigating
way he
that.
He was born Tupac. I do not believe that.
First
the
off,
exact name.
Like, what are the chances? Talk about hitting the lottery. Like, you're born into the Shakur family.
Right.
So if you happen to be born into the Shakur family tree, maybe you do change your name to Tupac. Right?
I mean...
Well, I need a compelling
whatever
reason why not.
Your boat. Yeah, that's true. I guess you would.
Right. So I think he did a good thing here, aside from all the other warrants. That was bad news. He's a nutbag. He's in Tennessee. That's north of Florida. Also north of Florida, St. Louis. A football team decided to play a student who was supposed to be suspended the entire game. So you know what they did? They changed his name on the roster.
To Tupac Shakur?
To not to Tupac Shakur.
That would've been awesome.
To just some random, simple name.
Yeah.
And he started playing, and the coaches on the team were like, hey, that's so-and-so
that's
who's
Tupac.
Supposed to
Look
be suspended.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they contacted the league, the school system, and the entire coaching staff was fired. And the team is not allowed to participate. They've canceled the season for the team. Here's some people being interviewed about.
It's like more than just football. It's life values in this. And you can't go through life thinking, oh, I can cheat here And then later on down the line, think it's okay and that it's not going to catch up to you. And that's exactly what happened. I don't think they had to do that to win that game.
Well, they lost the game.
Oh, man.
And they lost their jobs and they lost the season. But what I'm taking out of today's Nutbags North of Florida is you too can be Tupac Shakur.
Yes, you can.
Nothing is out of reach in life.
Nope.
Tomorrow, I will officially become Tupac Shakur as well. I'm excited about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.